Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you have any wishes? I do. I wish that cheesecake was health food, that broccoli tasted like ice cream. I wish that running late counted as exercise. And now that I'm older, I wish wrinkles were all the rage. Here are things children have wished for. Jared said, when I grow up, I want to be a dog. Ah, Jared, I hope you always have a roof over your head. Shelley said, my one wish is for it to rain Mexican food. That would give people something to taco about. A teacher asked her kindergarten class of 11 what they wished to be when they grew up. The girls said things like Fire Girl, Princess, Cinderella, Dora the Explorer. All six boys said they wanted to be Batman. Well, as long as they're not robbing anyone. Garrett wrote, if I had one wish, I would wish for all the pizza in the world except veggie pizza and anchovy pizza. And if I had two wishes, I would have $1 million. And if I had three wishes, I would have some dinosaurs that wouldn't wreck the world. Layla left this note for the Tooth Fairy. Dear Tooth Fairy, I love money and all, but may I please have a pack of bacon instead? Kids. Some of the most heartwarming stories come from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, where terminally ill kids are granted one wish. For some, that means meeting their favorite celebrity or dinner with their favorite athlete. One little girl wanted nothing more than to tour a pickle factory. One of the most famous Make-A-Wish stories began when a 9-year-old English boy, Craig Shergold, was diagnosed with brain cancer. Rather than asking to meet his hero or tour a pickle factory, Craig wanted mail. Shergold's friends and relatives began a letter-writing campaign requesting that greeting cards be sent to him with the goal of beating the world record for number of cards received. Celebrities and the kind-hearted around the globe complied. Truckloads arrived each day with millions upon millions of cards. Royal Mail even gave the Shergolds the British equivalent of their own postal code and tried to get the word out, Craig is okay, stop sending mail. Seriously, it's getting hard to breathe over here. But the letters kept coming. Eventually, the family had to move. Craig Shergold passed away in 2020 at the age of 40. His Guinness World Record of 33 million get-well cards still stands, though other versions of the appeal still circulate, all of them hoaxes. When I think of wishes these days, I think of my grandkids. Here are a few of my wishes for them. That they'll keep reading books and stay off social media for about 100 years. I hope they make their beds every day and mow the lawn. I hope the girls continue to be kind and tender, and stubborn over the right things. I hope the boys get a black eye fighting for something they believe in. I'm probably in trouble for saying that, but you know, I think you know what I mean. I hope they experience homemade ice cream and a homemade slingshot. And if a friend offers them drugs, they'll know he's no friend. I find my wishes for them turning to prayers lately, and I cannot improve on Philippians 1, 9, and 10, and this is my prayer for you, that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day Jesus returns. Amen. And if you're ever ungrateful, I hope you think of Jared and give thanks that you have a roof over your head.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.